soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo selamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Lange njabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 1 kumfumfu 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje
bona ngani vele isikhathi kade sisifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo, and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha i-business labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze.
Isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi ikakhulu abavela eZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe.
Kuthiwa yena lo mqondisi moyo labanye abayi-30 eplazimbeni tabazinjuni awe-chief lord mhlaka 8 March bakhuthaza odlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop ye-14,500 eyayingekaFloyd Ambrose.
Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthakazi Republic Party uMnumzana Patton Mxaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamanje obulawayo namhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso. Ukuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo o-hip hop uWarren Moyo odume igama lokuthi nguRocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Kulabantu abaphezu kwamakhulu amathathu i-335 abahlolwe izolo batholakala bele COVID-19 elizweni, kwathi abayisikhombisa babulawa yilo umkhuhlane. Okwamanje ilizwe selenelisile ukuhlaba abantu abedlula izigidi ezintathu 3 million ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kodwa abangaba izigidi ezedlula kancane ezimbili babo 2.2 million yibo asebehlatshwe amajekiseni omabili. Ngubika abogatsha lwezempila kahle. Kunjalo nje isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo ngabaningi ikakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. UThuso Khumalo sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Kusukela namhlanje izalwane zakwele South Africa sezivunyelwa ukuqhuba imbuthano elabantu abafika izinkulungwane ezimbili 2,000 ngabe phandle kwezakhiwo kumbe abedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa 750 ngabe phakathi. Isikhathi okunqabela abantu kuhamba laso sekusela amahola amane kuphela kusukela ngo-12 o'clock ebusuku kusiya ku-4 o'clock ekuseni. Engcwabeni sekuvunyelwa abantu abalikhulu 100. Abanatha utshwala labo batsha umlozi njengoba sebevunyelwa ukubuthenga malanga wonke, kanti emabhawa sebengabubhudla kuze kutshaye u-11 o'clock ebusuku. Esethula lesi simemezelo izolo ebusuku, umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthele South Africa seliphumile ku-third wave ye-coronavirus, kanti-ke lezibalo zabahlaselwa yilo mkhuhlane ngelanga sezehle kakhulu.
At the peak of the third wave, we were recording around
qale kuhlaselwa abantu abafika 20,000 ngelanga, kodwa kathesi sebedlalela kubo 2,000.
The average number of new cases was at around 1,800 a day.
Lamanyathelo aza ngesikhathi kuyiwa kokhisimusi njalo ele South Africa lilungiselela ukhetho asemukelwe ngezandla zombili ngabaningi. Isizalo seZimbabwe uMnumzana Khanyisa Sinkala uthi bathemba lokhu kuzavula amathuba emisebenzi laloba nje umnyaka usuvele ususiyaphela.
Sibona ngani vele isikhathi kade sisifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo, and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha i-business labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze. Sisilanda i-festive season ukuthi lokhu abantu kuvulwe kuvalwe sokusilimazile economically, So encouragement yami kubantu base Zimbabwe kwalapha ezweni lase South Africa ukuthi asambeni siyehlaba.
Isikhulume senhlanganiso emela izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa eZimbabwe community in South Africa umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi uthi asisekwe isizathu sokuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe aqhubeke evale imingcele kulabo abafuna uzokwethekela lokuzothenga kwele South Africa.
Abantu bese bechole nzima kakhulu kodwa ke siyanxusa nje ukuthi ngabe lelizwe lakithi nalo kuyavulwa amabhoda impilo zabantu sezinesikhathi eside zinile kuyadingeka nje ukuthi kuvulwe amabhoda abantu bekwazi ukuhamba baye emakhaya bayelungisa okunye babone nezihlobo nabantwana.
Loba kunjalo abanye bathi ukuvumela abantu abaningi kangaka bebuthana ngesikhathi kuqhutshwa imikhankaso yokukhetho oluza qhutshwa ngolwezi kungahle kuphose ilizwe ku fourth wave engagcina isenza kuvalwe zonke izinto. Sebephose bafike izigidi ezintathu asebehlaselwe i-coronavirus kwele South Africa 2.9 million. Asebefile sebebanga kuzinkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisishiyagalolunye 87,000. Asebehlatshwe ngokugcweleyo sebesedlula izigidi ezisishiyagalombili over 8 million. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz short wave.
Isiphathamandla sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Mqaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namuhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso kulandela icala alitheswayo elokubangela udlakela ngenyanga kamabasa kungcabangcoza eyaqhamuka epulazini entaba zenduna. Ibandla leli lalisithi kufanele umnumzana Floyd Ambrose asuke epulazini leTapas enduna farm eNyamandlovu ngoba lingelikamnumzana Brian Davis obikwa walithathelwa. Umnumzana Ambrose uthi wantshontshelwa imali njalo wachaywa ngamalunga e-MRP ngaleso isikhathi. Amanye amalunga aleli bandla angamachumi amathathu lani agoqela umkhokheli walo umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo lawo akhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi komthethwandaba ngecala elifanayo. Umnumzana Domisani Dube igqwetha elibamelayo usichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Wethu sicela lokuthi kuthiwa yena lo Mqondisi Moyo labanye abayi-30 eplazini lentaba zinjunior chief lord mhlaka 8 March bakhuthaza udlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop le-14,500 US eyayingeka Floyd Ambrose. So uchajwa ngo-section 37 of the criminal qualification reform act insecurity by court and incitement of public violence.
Sizwa njalo ukuthi akhona amanye amalunga eMthwakazi Republic Party azamiswa phambi komthethwandaba betheswa cala bani njalo kuyini elikukhangelele ngalolu daba?
Ngithola kulabanye abayi-31 abagoqela umthungameli we-MRP Mqondisi Moyo omapholisa lasenkathulo emaphephe nabo bathi babeyi-32 kodwa amabizo sikajele amabizo angikhona ngobani. Akwakhathi esikhayele lithi njengoba sesenzile i-application yebheli ukuthi xa bebethonisa icalele leso kendlini salindele ukuthi inkantolo izathini siyabuyela ekhodi ngomvulo ngokota pas-11 so sizazi ukuthi bathini then we'll take it from there. Kodwa amapholisa ebadisala ukuthi bethole ibheli besithi bazabaleka bathanda ukukhuthaza udlame okwenkantolo ekhodayo asikabile nsolo but i-conduct yamapholisa esolisayo ukuthi isikhathi esiningi bagijimisa into zepolitics ukuthi benze umsebenzi lalapho ungenacala khona lalapho ungenasidingo sokuthi beyalthi umuntu ethole ibheli baphikisa kuphela
cala balivumi bayalala icala.
Lowo umnumzana Domisani Dube igqwetha isixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Ukusenjalo ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi abasakhulayo abathathu ababotshwe izolo besola ikhomishini ebona ngoqhutshwa kokhetho yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission sebetheswe icala lokuvimba amahofisi la. Batsho nemini yonke namhla besesitokisini njalo bengetheswanga icala. Amagqwetha abo ezama ukuthi bakhululwe. Abathathu laba babalisa umnumzana Johannes Kareshi, Crispin Vera, noDanford Ngatsiwore, ongukhansila. Isikolo senkuba primary school enkayi sesisungule uhlelo lokufundisa abantwana kusetshenziswa imitshina yama computers, ama radio sets lokunye. Uhlelo lolu olusekelwa isizalwane seZimbabwe esiphandle kwelizwe esingafisanga ukuvezwa ngigama. Lukhangelelwe ukuba luzanceda ukuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le COVID-19. Umnumzana Robert Ndlovu wabona ngokusungulwa kohlelo lolu uthi abantwana ababalisi lezakhamizi baluthakazelela. Asizweni exoxa ngalolu daba lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
Bengihambe ukuyafaka okuthiwa i-digital library for i-e-learning system. Basically isikolo semaphandleni azila internet connectivity, so esikwenzayo if you cannot access internet sinaselektha kuwe. So engasuka ngikwenzile la ngathatha amabhuku, ama-PDF, ama-radio lessons, ama-MP3, lama-video ku-YouTube lapha la amahhala. Ngagqiba ku-computer ukwenza ukuthi ngicreate okuthiwa i-digital library. So ngangilama-laptop amabili futhi ngase ngithenga le speaker. Yabona ukuyispeaker okutshwa ngabafana lo okwengoma lokho okulengiswayo lokho, right? Ngathenga lama-USB flash, ama-flash drive. I think ngathenga ngama-32 gig. I think ayi-6 masengasezivoshe sasesiya khonayo. So ngithe vele ngifika khonayo bengasekanje i-internet ngoba ngathi 60% of i-educational material esetshenziswa ezikolo yayisigcwele ku-hard drive yekhompyutha engahambelayo. So ngifika ngale ngafika ngakhona ngabatshengisa ukuthi ukukhonekthwa njani, ngafaka i-speaker lesa, ngafaka i-USB kwadlala ama-radio lessons. So lapha babesenza ukuthiwa ngama-auditory lessons okokulalela. Sasebenza sisakhuladuwe okwakuthiwa ngama-radio lessons okwakuqala. Okwesibili, I think lokho kwabajabula sakhulu. Amavidiyo angangihambe lawo la kukhompyutha ngenzi ukuthi edlalwe kumakhompyutha wirelessly, kodwa engazange ye kwi-intanethi. Amakhompyutha lamafoni abo ayicupha khonapho kukhompyutha leyo engangihambe layo okuthiwa yi-local area network. So ngase ngithenga laba abalisi ukubana beziproducele i-content yabo, ngoba ungananzelela ukuphuma kobo-YouTube lezi ndawo ngokwemazweni okunye. So ngabafundisa ukuthi berekhode using amafoni abo nokuthi berekhode ama-radio lessons ngolimi ngizwa abantu
abo. So ngasikhangela khona mpo-ke singathi ukuze kwethule uhlelo lolu wethula ngaphansi kwenkampani yokuthiwa kuyini, njalo ubona ngani kuyasebenza kakhulu yini emaphandleni nxa usethula uhlelo lolu?
Ye, kuyasebenza. Ikhampani mina I'm a consultant with telecoms in ICT. A company I'm with you was at town. So, uhlelo lolu ngaluqashisa e-town lapha kuBulawayo. Ngifaka ama-website, ama-e-learning libraries esikolo. Where abantwana could access i-material esikolo kumbe using internet. But even e-town lapha kuNtombi yangkhona iyadula. So, esasebenza esikolo lapha eMthethi yasendlela primary, abantwana bayabuya esikolo kumbe abazali lama-USB drive kumbe lama-memory card sebekopela isifundo leza ma-memory card, ngoba wonke umuntu ulayifoni lapha endlini. Abantu abaningi balawa ama-smart TV lapha ababukela khona umvango lakwesidingo and so on. So igepe yayikhona ngenza abantu abaningi bengibhatile abengilobela besithi pho-ke thina emakhaya okungala intanethi okungakazisa kuthiwa ngathi hhayi for izesi kusebenziswa ama-solar panel, njalo amakhompyutha siwasebenzisayo kuthiwa ngama-micro computers, okutsho ukubana akadli umlilo omningi. So amaphaneli faka laphana akaduli kakhulu lamabhathi. So idimandi esasinzangayibona kokutitshi njengoba ngithithi ngihamba kokuqala ekhaya sempendulo kobulawayo sizabuyela ngemva kwamaviki amabili to perfect the program.
Lo ngumnumzana Robert Ndlovu, ingcwethi kwezobulembu be-intanethi obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 esenkuba Primary School enkayi esabelweni seMathebeleleni North. Kulive Talk namhlanje sikhangela imizamo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kanye lokuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela. Paul Kagame wakwele Rwanda uthi ilizwe lakhe lifuna ukuqhatsha ababalisi abaqeqeshe ezifundweni ezitshiyeneyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Wethule lokhu eKigali ngolwesithathu kusihlwa emhlanganweni weRwanda eZimbabwe Trade and Investment Conference ogqitshwe izolo. Emhlanganweni lo bekulabaqondisi bamankampani, iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe lezakwele Zimbabwe labanye. Umabona kude weRwanda Television uthaphe amazwila esithi uyafisa kakhulu ukuqhatsha ababalisi abakhaliphileyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimta, utshele uGives Dube weStudio 7 ukuba bakwamukela ukukhulunywe ngumongameli Kagame.
Siyambonga umongameli waseRwanda ngokunanzelela ukuthi ababalisi beZimbabwe baqeqeshile njalo bayahlonipheka, kanti benza lezinga lezemfundo leZimbabwe libe lizinga elihloniphekayo. Okusukuhleke ukuthi sesibona ngamazwe wonke ukuthi ababalisi laba bayasebenza ngokumqotho, sindana behlangana lobunzima obukhulu elizweni labo.
Lizakhulumisa nalo uhulumende na ngodaba lolu babandlovu?
Esikujabulelayo kakhulu ukuthi nxa lo umkhumbulo ongaba ngumkhumbulo ophumelelayo kawuphumelele, kuyukuthi ohulumende baxhumene ukuthi labo babalisi abahamba besiya eRwanda bahambe beyingxenye kahulumende, ukwenzela ukuthi inkanuko zabo zebekhona ngale zinanzeleleke njalo zivikeleke. Phela umuntu angahamba eyedwa olakho ukuthi afike adliwe ngamanqe esekhonale. Thina-ke siyakukhuthaza ukuthi kube khona ababalisi abahambayo besiyadinga ulwazi kwamanye amazwe, kanti njalo bebachathekela ngolwazi lweZimbabwe. Sikubonile kusenzakala lokho eZimbabwe lisungula uzibuse, okutshengisela ukuthi kakusiyo nto entsha ukuthi ababalisi bachaphakale bagcwale amazwe bencedisana lezinye izizwe. Labethu-ke ngokunjalo kufanele sibe kusukwemukele lokho, kakusiyo nto elihlazo. Ukuthi baningi okunganani ababalisi abakhanuka ukuthi baye khona, hathi asikakutholi ukuthi baningi okunganani, kodwa nxa bebaningi bekhanuka okutshengisela ukuthi bayafisa ukuthi baye kubona kwezinye indawo ukuthi kwenzakalani, mhlawumbe njalo bangathola ukungcono. Nanku phela uhamba kwazala induna.
Lo mnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yababalisi yeZimta, obexoxa loGives Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Okwamanje ngesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Uhulumende weDemocratic Republic of Korea wethule umbiko mhlaka 13 kunyanga kaMpandula esithi uvivinya ukusebenza kwezikhali zenhlamvu zombhubhiso ezohlobo lwama-long range cruise missiles angafika kwele Japan. Kumalanga amabili alandela umbiko lo, uhulumende lo wasungula ukusebenza kwalezi izikhali ezimbili ngokuzivivinya okungokwakuqala kunyanga eziyisithupha ezedluleyo. Uhulumende weMelika wasola lolu hlelo. Emhlanganweni lentathela izindaba, isikhulumeli sikahulumende weMelika umnumzana Ned Price wathi ukuvivinywa kwalezi zikhali yikwephula izivumelwano eziningi ezogatsha lwezomvikela kumanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations olwe-Security Council, njalo eleMelika liyazi ukuthi inyathelo leli ngelokwethusela amazwe akhelane lele Democratic Republic of North Korea kanye lawemhlabeni jikelele. Obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kusigodlo sezomvikela eMelika esePentagon umnumzana John Kirby uthe lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi inyathelo leDemocratic Republic of Korea liletha okungahlaliseki. Ugcizelele wathi uhulumende weMelika uzimisele ukuvikela le Republic of Korea lele Japan ukukhulumisana ngezikhali zombhubhiso ezamanuclear phakathi kwelizwe le United States lele Democratic Republic of Korea kwamiswa kusukela ngomnyaka ka 2019 kodwa uhulumende kamongameli Biden wakubeka sobala ukuthi ufuna inkulumo lezi ziqhubeke. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Price uthi elemelika lizimisele ukuthi kube lenkulumo ezizavumela ukuthi ligcwalise injongo yalo eyokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso kusigaba se-Korean Peninsula. Uthi elemelika alila njongo yokuba lenzondo ngokwenziwe ngele Democratic Republic of Korea kodwa lidinga ukwehlisa izinga lokwethuselwa kwemelika labangani balo abagoqela ele Republic of Korea lele Japan njalo baza kufeza lokhu ngokukhulumisana kuhle. Kusikhatshana esisanda ukwedlula bekulenhlelo ezithile phakathi kwele Melika lamazwe akhelane lelizwe le-North Korea kukhulunywa ngalo phakathi kwenyanga kaNcwabakazi omela i-Democratic Republic of Korea eMelika uSung Kim uvakatshele ele-Tokyo wahlangana leziphathamandla zikahulumende weJapan leze-Republic of Korea ukucubungula udaba le-Democratic Republic of Korea lezi inye abaphathintambo bakwamanye amazwe abe-PRC labe-Republic of Korea bahlangana eSeoul ngesikhathi ele-Democratic Republic of Korea lisanda ukuvivinya izikhali zalo ezama-long-range missiles. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Price uthe imihlangano le iqakathekile kunhlelo zokukhulumisana njalo elemelika likholwa ukuthi imbuthano le izafeza injongo efana leyemelika lamazwe akhelane le-Democratic Republic of Korea eyokuthi kube lengqubekela phambili kunhlelo zokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso esigabeni se-Korean Peninsula. Lapho belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi wengoma zomdumo we-hip hop uWaren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi nguRocky Dub ocula ekoBulawayo. Asizweni ixoxa lo-Ezra Chisa Sibanda we-Studio 7.
I'm such a flamer. She asked me who I be. Did not develop to see the motivator. Just give me no some paper, I'ma get one that asked me how I feel. Bro, I'm did up my G. Ungafika uthi udinga uWaren Moyo ekasi lakhe enketha abamazi kodwa ungathi Rocky Dub bakukhomba kuye. Kungani esaziwa kangaka la?
Ngazalelwa enketha, ngafunda enketha primary grade 1 to 7. Ngingase ngiqhubeka ngisiya eJohn Talaga entaba zinduna ekhaya ngenza khona i-secondary yami. Ngiqeda khona pha ngaya eBulawayo Adventist High School engayenza khona i-A-level yami. Ngingathi ngaqalisa ukurekhoda sibili okujulileyo 2009.
I'm hot, I'm such a flamer. She asked me who I be. Give nothing better. Just need a motivator. Just give me no some paper. Ungena nje kwezomculo we-hip hop uRocky Dub ephiwa umdlandla ngabanye abaphambi kwakhe.
Ngathi ngomalume bami ngoba babekuyenza kusongakhula ngibabona ngibakhangile. Lami I think wangenza ngafisa ukuba yiwo. Ungenze ngakhetha umdumo lo yikho futhi ukuthi ngakhula ngibukela ukuthi bona babesenza njani izinto zabo. Abantu asebewamukele kahle sengathola la ma-nomination. Ama best hip hop abantu basekela and abantu bayathenga ama album la.
Swagela ma chair I fall any window dash I fall the fuck will my cast I fall can I spit the cred like so swagela ma chair I fall.
Yesebenza ejagala komoyo selamadlalade athize elawacindezelayo asetholakala njalo ethengwa ngabalandeli bakhe.
Sengenze ama-album angu-3. Eyokuqala ngiyenze 2018, abayithi ngo standards esibili ngenze 2019 abayithi nguyafi then esithathu yenze ngeminyaka odlulileyo abayithi ngulingo the album engizenzele khona apha futhi kobulawayo labantu abaproducer khona bakobulawayo
Isimbe fabi futha me cyborg Bophela boheva bomtayko Inje zilu pusha you don't know Phela ngagudla I right top Bengasoli bottles top is
inje Zomele sivale uhlelo Phosela ilizi kubalaleli rock dub ungakahambi
Liqhubeke lisekela Lathi asisose sili kuphambanise sisanika umculo omnandi Ongochazayo Umculo wami ungatholakala Wonke amashow ama online shops abo Spotify abo iTunes abo Deezer la kuma social media pages ami wonke ku Twitter yami ngu Rocky Dub RockieDub la ku Facebook yile ngilisebenzisayo la ku Instagram yile ngilisebenzisayo ikho ngathola khona ama links ami
Silibasana ngomculo we hip hop siwuphakulelwa ngu Rocky Dub obe nguyesu laye kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday
uyenzani abafazi
babantu Rocky Dub impela sonto emnandi kini lonke igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda
Hip hop waren moyo odume ngegama lokuthi ngu Rocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo. Singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela iCovid-19 kwele South Africa osokwamukeliwe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. Isiphathamandla sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party uMnumzana Patton Xaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namhla lapho akhalaze imvumo yokukhululwa imali yesibambiso yebail. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo yimi osithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.